Let's head over to the KRDO News Radio hotline and check in with ABC News correspondent Andy Field. And Andy, just a tragic story playing out as we speak, as that container ship that lost power last night rammed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Yeah, the Coast Guard, we just heard, has called off the search for any more of the bodies tonight, mostly because they don't expect to find anyone else alive. It's still unclear exactly how many people may have perished in this. We know one person survived and walked away without really being hurt at all, which is miraculous. Another person was in critical condition. It's really unclear how many, if any, cars were on the bridge then, because they got a little bit of a warning that mm-hmm. the ship was going to come in there. We just received this recording of police calls on the bridge from Broadcastify just before the bridge, just before the ship hit the bridge. Here's the first call.
Hold all traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering. So until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic.
And that stop all traffic announcement came literally less than 2 minutes before getting this call. Just sends a chill down your spine.
213 dispatch, the whole bridge just fell down. Everybody, the whole bridge just collapsed.
The whole bridge collapsed. There was just a minute or two between those two calls. But in that time, police at both ends of the bridge were able to stop all traffic from coming over it. It's a fairly heavy traffic bridge, even at 1:30 in the morning, mostly because it's a lot of commercial trucks that go on there to avoid having to go through tunnels, which they're not allowed to do, through the city of Baltimore. So we now have an unknown number of people killed in this bridge collapse. Unknown reason why that big cargo container ship leaving Baltimore lost control and lost power. And you can see that it actually loses power. In the video that's been posted online, you see the giant hulk of a ship approaching the bridge, and suddenly all the lights go out for a few seconds, and then they come back on, and the boat strikes the bridge, and it instantly collapses. So what we're stuck with now is a bridge debris blocking the only way in and out of Baltimore Harbor, which is one of the busiest shipping harbors in the country. We're told that more cars were shipped in and out of Baltimore than in any other port in the nation over the last year. So they can't do any commerce. 15,000 people work in that port, and it's going to affect prices and commerce up and down the East Coast until they fix this bridge, which we're told is going to cost billions of dollars and could take years.
And Maryland's Governor Wes Moore, he's calling the crew who sent out the Mayday heroes today.
Absolutely. It's astonishing, and you see this time and again with first responders, where you and I or other people might just sit there and scratch our head and go, what? A boat's coming? You know, and those split seconds could mean the difference between life and death for people, and they acted incredibly quickly.
Mm-hmm. ABC News correspondent in Washington, Andy Field, thank you so much. Fantastic job today, Andy.
Thanks, Justin.